Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The great Warner Wolf used to call it the Fair Poll, and Sims used to work with Warner Wolf back then at WCBS, so maybe that's where it comes from. I am not from. I mean, I know who Warner Wolf is. I don't remember him calling it the Fair Poll.
Was Frank Field at the game? You got to be old enough to remember that. That's over yet. He used to show the wrestling, right? Warner would always end his 11 or 11:30 newscast, whatever it was, like the Garden or whatever, any venue. And Frank Field was at the game to show like some bored fan. Like, I think Frank Field was a weatherman or something. He would always drop that at the end.
Yeah, not
if
sure.
you know, it was funny.
Either way, we just played the call before, obviously, with the judge Grand Slam home run. BT and Sal on the fan. Not Grand Slam. What am I talking about? The 3-run homer there. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Ralph is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, I like Warner, but the Fair Poll is a little stupid. But no offense. But and they're always trying to reinvent the wheel. See, that's the problem. Leave baseball alone and let's get on with it. You know, here's the geniuses that are the managers. Sometimes it astounds me, guys. Now, you have a generational player taking his at-bat. And you have the manager choosing to pitch to that player. The base is open. Everything presents itself for a base on balls. But what does he do? He pitches to the greatest player in base.
Not only that, sorry to cut you off here. I'll let you finish your point. He brings in a guy who judges 2-for-5 off of with 2 home runs. And he pitches to him. Like, that is as idiotic a move as you could make from Snyder.
Sal, it's almost like he's throwing the game. You have to kind of investigate the guy. You have to. Are you sure you want to win this ball game? You know, I'm kidding. And here's the last point on Judge. Well, 2 points quickly. Judge, you know, the greatest player I've seen ever, and I've been around for a while. I have to say that. But the thing about the clutch thing, I always kind of shun that theory because I think baseball is so different than other games. It's very random on how things are done. And the last thing on Judge that I don't like that he did, the turn to the camera. Yeah, that's all well and good. That's very 2025, but it shows no class. I'd rather have him put his head down and run the base.
Oh, stop, Ralph. The guy plays with as much character and integrity as anybody in the world. Are you kidding me? Going to get on him for that flex?
Yeah, especially,
come on.
Especially when, to your point, Ralph, when everybody's doing that. Like, the Mets do that after every home run that they do. The three guys pose to the camera. Like, I loved what Judge did, and I'm not for, you know, all the theatrics behind it. I understand. I've evolved. I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rip guys. Jazz annoys me sometimes.
Some of those bat flips by Jazz are ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they're absurd. Or the way he, you know, goes to home plate with the steps there, like he's laying a ball up, whatever it may be. Yeah. Vlad's bat flip the other day. Like, beggars can't be chooser. You can't be picky which one you're going to knock. So I don't love all of it, but I actually enjoy judges looking to the camera.
Me too.
Because they let me, like that's what you want. You want that alpha male. You want that leader. You want that guy who's going to go up there and say, okay, everybody's expecting me to hit the home run. I'm going to. The Blue Jays talking smack about us. I'm going to shut them up with my bat and glove. But he did it with his bat and then looks into the camera and does the double take, which I thought was, like, I'm looking at you and then again, like, walking away. No, don't forget. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on me. I'm the beast. I loved that from Aaron Judge last night.
I loved it. And listen, I've never seen him do that. And they had their whole routine where they go down the whole dugout and then you get to the end and then you look at the camera, whatever you might do. That turn back was definitely symbolic of how we described it. There's no doubt that was by design. You know, and listen, it is 2025, and well, I think it was Batista with Toronto, ironically, years ago with that wild-ass bat.
Yeah.
Okay, that was ridiculous, and I got on him a little bit for that. I, too, have softened, you know, how I really don't even criticize players anymore for doing it. The one thing about Jazz, I feel like he's chasing that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, these vicious, wild uppercuts, I almost feel like he's He's doing that so we can do this ridiculous bat flip. But it was a beautiful swing last night, so I'm gonna let it go. But let's not pretend that it's brand new. We all know who started this. It was Reggie in the 70s. I mean, Reggie was pimping in the 70s. He would fling that thing on the dirt after he'd catch one. Just go back on YouTube, watch a Reggie home run. And I, you know, now he was judged differently back then because the 70s, like, you still had, I mean, in the 70s, you had players who played in the late 50s and 60s. It was a totally different world. So people look at this guy and say, what a hot dog. Oh, my God, Reggie Jackson. Look at this clown. And it's we've become desensitized to it a little bit, but it didn't just start out. It started with Reggie in the 70s.
Yeah, but it's not. It was never the way that it is now, where it is now like a big part of the game. Everybody does it. There's always the home run celebrations for the teams, the poses, the Blue Jays with their jacket. Every team's got their thing. The Mariners have that, whatever the hell it is.
The pitchfork for
exactly right.
Merchant at sea, whatever it is.
Yeah, so like everybody's got their thing. I have no issue with I do have an issue with Jazz sometimes because, to me, doesn't play the game the right way. His head is in space.
Yeah.
I mean, literally yawning on the baseball field, having that mental lapse where he's just not with it, looking like he's out to lunch. And then he hits a home run, and he lets everybody know that he thinks he's the best player in the world. That's my issue with Jazz. But the bat flip in itself, no problem with it. Carl is calling from Shelton, Connecticut. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Hey, listen, I got something for both of you. Sal, it's so nice hearing a Mets fan say that Aaron Judge is clutch and that whole narrative in the postseason is completely false. There's a lot of sorry Yankee haters that can't grasp that, that statement. So,
well, look, you
can hear that from you.
You and I appreciate that, Carl. You can hate the Yankees, but you also have to be fair. Like, how would anybody knock Aaron Judge or say that he can't hit in the clutch when we've seen him do it before? He just hasn't done it to the standard he has set. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Carl.
I'm just saying there's some people who think that, and they know who they are. So, but love to hear that from you, man. BT, I'm going to the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We got Killer Cam on the mound. I want to get on that plane for game 5. I want to go back to Toronto and get this dub. Let's go, Yankees.
Man. I'm so fired up. And it's an hour earlier, which is good. An hour less that you got to wait. An hour earlier, you get to go to bed. 7:08 first pitch. Now, I got a little dilemma here.
What time's Friday, by the way? Do you know?
Well, that's my dilemma. I don't know for sure yet. It's not going to be during the day. Probably 7 or 8, I would guess. So we have a massive, massive 50th birthday party Friday night in Manhattan. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. How am I going to go?
You can't. It's game 5.
I understand
this. Who is it? Like, who is it?
It's a good friend in town. It's I mean, this...
Not a blood relative.
No, it's not a blood relative.
Your friend
here.
Or your wife's friend or kids' friends? Of, you know.
I coach with him. Both. I coach with him. She's friends with her. Girls are friends. I'm going to have to... I mean, this is going to be a tough discussion. I mean, she got her dress a month ago. I mean, it's like, usually it would be no big deal. Like, I had an issue a couple of years ago. The Knicks played the Heat when the Knicks got eliminated by the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. We had a big... I remember bringing this up on the air, and we had some sort of function raising money for the schools. I'm like, there's no chance in hell I'm going to this. It's Knicks Heat. There's no chance. You represent the family, and she did. I feel like this is different, but I feel like, and you know, at the end of the day, you know me well enough. Like, when I want to do something, I'm going to pretty much do it. I don't mean to sound like that Neanderthal jerk, because I concede to her, and we got it's equal, but. This is going to be a tough spot for me here.
Well, we could have the problem solved if the Blue Jays just win tonight.
Yeah, that's not what
Let's
we want.
Jays.
That's
oh,
not
no,
what
okay.
we want. And I don't know if there's going to be a TV at the venue. It's like a big 80s theme. It's going to be such a blast, too. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm not going to root for the Blue Jays tonight because I hate the Yankees. I just would hate to see you put in a tough predicament. So I want to see the Blue Jays eliminate the Yankees. Then you don't have to worry about it. Jen's happy. Everybody's happy. You come in a good mood on Monday. We're all good to go.
Yeah, or you're probably rooting for them to lose game 5. I make the concession. Then Jen comes home. She's steaming mad at me. And the Yankees lose.
No, trust me. I don't want to watch game 5 either on Friday night. The BT and Sal Show, All the Fan, is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Mike is in Hazlet. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm a diehard Mets fan. I don't understand pitching to Aaron Judge last night. I mean, this is baseball 101. You got the best hitter in baseball, and we're pitching to this guy?
Yep.
Make it make sense for me.
Well, it doesn't make sense. It makes no sense, Mike.
This is the Mets fans. This is the Mets fans World Series. We had them beat. The Yankees were done. We had them out.
Oh,
we had them out.
Mike, you know what it is, though?
And all of a sudden,
Yeah.
Listen, it's part about being, listen, guys, it's about being a Mets fan, right? If we aren't in it, the Yankees got to lose. Now I got to deal with all these guys. I got to deal with all these Yankee fans who had these guys dead to rights last night on social media. The yawning from Chisholm. I can't take it. They just got to get eliminated.
Let me ask you a question here, Mike.
I hear no lies.
Mike, can I ask you a question? Just answer this pertaining to me. Do I bother you as a Yankee fan? Do I shove it in your face?
No.
Okay. So what do you want?
Mike, be honest. You're one of few. Be honest. Don't back down.
That's the honest answer.
Be honest.
BT, I'm being honest, right? I like your opinion. I think this is the best on radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the other Yankee fans. You have to, come on.
I understand, I mean,
it's brutal.
Mike.
It's brutal. Like I said, I had them last night on social media. The guy yawning. Who? Oh, I'm getting off the field. You can't, son. And then the guy hits the home run. I'm like this. Jeez.
I get it. I know. It's a slippery dynamic, man. It really, just like there's great Met fans and there's Met fans who are the worst in the world. I mean, so if the Mets were in this position, you know, I mean, it would be a little unique with my partner, of course, but, you know, guys like Evan, you know, Evan doesn't shove it in your face. Evan's been in the trenches from day one.
No,
Evan's firing up the Rico every night. I can tell you, I would not be rooting against the Mets myself. I would not.
It's easy to say that now.
No, I believe. I wouldn't. There's no way I would.
I guarantee you.
I didn't root against the Mets this year.
I guarantee you. You've admitted to rooting against Soto.
That's different than what I said was.
I guarantee you that if roles were reversed and the Yankees were out of the playoffs and the Mets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Were in,
mm-hmm.
and Soto was carrying the Mets through the first couple rounds, I guarantee you, you would be rooting against him. And it's not a knock on you.
No. I don't take it as a knock. Yeah. It's just an inaccurate statement. There's no way. Number one, I would want the Mets to go far because it's good for the station, it's good for business, and it's good for, and you know, it's just good.
Right.
Like, what else do we do? Talk about Aaron Glenn's press conference? Talk about Dable getting fired? I'll take the Mets conversation because I love baseball any day over that. Now, I will grant you this. Like, if the Mets were the Yankees now, say they win the series, they win the NLCS, the Mets get to the World Series, there's a part of me that would be rooting for intense, unfathomable pain at the last moment. But not now. Not now.
Well,
and there's also a massive part of me that would want the true, like the old, like somebody like Beningo's. Evan's never seen a Mets World Series. He deserves it. Now, he's not getting it this year. I don't know if he's ever going to get it. But the people, hey, I'm older. I'm more mature. I can rise up. I think the old me would have been petty. I think the mature me, it's just a little more mature.
Maybe.
I'm less concerned about that. I really don't care.
I'm calling BS on that, and I will admit, I want the Yankees out. I don't care about business. I don't care about what anybody, I want them out. It's just how I feel. Maybe I didn't feel like this a year ago. I think the Soto stuff has changed things here.
It's changed a lot. Yeah. I'll give you that. And by the way, what you said about me rooting against Soto, that's absolutely true. But it was always split from the Mets doing well. Like when Soto was drowning, whatever was the first month or two, I was loving it. I'm not going to hide that. That was personal. That was different. But that was separate from the Mets.
Right.
For me, I can't speak for anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is a different feeling, too. Like, I never understood the thought from a Yankee fan hating the Mets, because why would you hate the Mets?
I don't.
Basically irrelevant. Well, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about in general. Like, feel for everybody. Yankee fans have been ripping the Mets to shreds since Juan Soto was signed. Like, you could say that you weren't. They all are.
Yeah, but where did it start? Where did that dynamic start? The Met fan. And by the way,
Juan Soto was a Yankee.
I know, but I didn't have a problem with this. Yeah. But how did it start? Now, maybe the Yankee fan would have still been antagonistic, but how did it start? The Mets fan. And by the way, I would have done the same thing if I was a Mets fan. I've said this. Taking the laps. And I think the Yankee fan got tired of it.
But I'm sorry, I'm not understanding your point with this. Like, the Mets got the player that they wanted to. I don't care where he came from. Like, it factually happened. The Yankees wanted
I'm
a player.
I'm not disputing that.
Which has never happened before, where the Yankees wanted a player and the Mets wanted a player and the Mets got him.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't the Mets fan?
I'm not saying that they shouldn't. Right, and I didn't say that in real time. Right. But I'm saying for the Yankee fan, I think, who would want the Mets to lose or...
100% they do. The Yankee fans are taking victory laps with the Mets not making the postseason.
Maybe I don't hear it as much because I don't do it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen at all.
It does happen.
Did it happen for me?
I mean...
Honestly, did it happen for me? I sit next to you every day. Did it happen for me?
Well, we didn't really talk about it on the show.
The answer is no. Yeah. I got on the air. I analyzed what happened. I talked about baseball because that's what we do. And I didn't play that game. I just didn't do it. Others do it. I get it. So that's all good.
Chris is calling from Red Bank. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up?
52-year-old diehard Yankee fan. Just want to spread some positivity. Took my 12-year-old son to his first playoff game last night. And nice. Man, oh, man, the stadium was electric last night, boys.
Oh, man.
And the emotional roller coaster of a game like that. And then when Judgy hits that home run, everyone hugging police officers, everybody going bananas. But the point I want to make about last night's game and Boone, aside from the challenges, which I didn't agree with, how did you feel about Rosario coming in that early in the game and replacing McMahon? I was a little hesitant, especially early
But they needed offense, Chris. They needed offense there. Boone was firing one of his bullets. It didn't work in that particular bat. Rosario obviously got a base hit the next at bat. You're not losing a ton defensively when you sub in Rosario for McMahon, and you are gaining enough offensively, especially in a spot where you're down and need runs desperately, otherwise you're going home.
Yeah, I don't disagree. One sec there, Chris. I don't disagree, but I did think the play, I thought there was a ball that Rosario missed that McMahon probably gets. And I could also, although I get the lefty-righty dynamic, I could also make the case that I would rather see Caballero at third base defensively than Rosario just defensively, but it worked out. Definitely.
No, it did work out, and the only thing I want to say, BT, is listen, you know the deal. If the Yanks win tonight, you better send in that envelope for that 50th birthday party.
It's not a wedding, man.
Come on now, let's be serious.
Game five is a tough one.
I can't watch it on my phone. Like, I can't.
Yeah, and then even if you're there, you're not going to be watching it the same way.
I don't know if I'll be watching. It's like a wedding event. I don't know if there's TVs. What I might do, I have to go. What I might do is walk in and then disappear for 3 hours. Just go to a bar next door and watch the game by myself.
That is a
drag
tough
a few
spot.
Dads with me.
Hey, man, life That's gets rough. In the way. What are you supposed to do?
I hear you.
Now, it doesn't even matter the start time because either way you're going to be impacted by that, whether it's 7 or 8. All right, BT, let's just, like I said, we could just come together and hope that there is no game five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.